Thank you.
Now, as you realize, there's a plot against you. Those of you who are in this course, and those of you who are in HCA, you've got to know more before the plot's against you. Now, what we're teaching at the HCS-BSCN level is actually inadequate as a basic instruction. You have to know how to audit before you can do this sort of thing. See? So, those of you who are in HCA, well, I don't get too giddy. You just go right on and learn those processes you got because they're hot too, you know. Actually, there's six fundamental processes. And if an auditor doesn't know those six fundamental process forms, why, he's had it. Because sooner or later, he's going to run one or another of them, regardless of what theory they're against. They've been around for quite a while. And the HPA-HCA course, which was taught in London by myself and so on, is still a standard HCA-HPA data. If you haven't got that, you have nothing. Now, when we go into higher levels of the thing, it's actually how you apply this data. That doesn't mean you can't learn about this. It doesn't mean that you won't see some use of this. Now, I've been tearing up cases here with great glee. It's great relief to be able to rip up cases fairly rapidly after 10 years. Now, cases were ripping up all right, but they were ripping up slowly. They were ripping up actually with a little higher level of genius than we have to use right now, because we know what's holding the case down. We know who is holding the case down. Actually, we didn't know that until recently, absolutely certainly. The person that's holding the case down is the person. The person who has the case is holding the case down. That's the person that's doing it. And the reason he's holding it down, we know that. The reason he's holding it down is because he has lost his ability to withhold. That's the only reason he's holding it down, you see. He knows he's liable to do the doggondest things, and if he can't withhold these things, well, of course, he's had it. You get the idea? Well, that will become vividly clear to you when you walk into a life as a magician and find out that you just couldn't resist blowing up villages. You just couldn't resist hexing villages. And your difficulties then were how to cut yourself down and knock out your magic. See, that became the main problem, is how to reduce your ability so you wouldn't blow up villages. Because you found out you couldn't stop blowing up villages. You know, you'd be walking down the road and you're feeling all right, and it's a beautiful spring day, and the girls that you've got in the dungeons are perfectly agreeable, and everything is going along fine. And you see a village, and you say, well, I can take it, leave it alone, you know, and you're very happy about the whole thing, and take it or leave it alone. You walk down past the outskirts of the thing, and somehow or another, you kind of stop against a stone wall, and you look at it, and you suddenly realize you're going to do it. And you do it. Well, there's only one real answer to that. If you couldn't stop yourself from blowing up the village, you can certainly lose the ability to blow up villages. One or the other will be the answer. Ability will not be regained by a preclear until he has rehabilitated his ability to withhold.